The other one's still talking.
Welcome to Torcast.
Hey!
It's May 4th.
May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
That's tomorrow's
to start. Cinco de Mayo.
It's a made-up American holiday. It's also the Sith day. So happy Star Trek fans all over the place. You know, Spock.
You said Sith in Star Trek.
I'm making a joke here. You're calling me out. Stop it. I'm making a fucking joke. You're supposed to wink. You know, like...
Yeah, they can't Frodo, see you, so you should.
Yeah,
you
Frodo should and the Jedi's got together and went and got the ring from Vader, and then saved Spock. How's Star Wars go?
That's
I think Harry
right.
Potter was in there too.
Mm.
When God
that's how the movie
Leviosa.
Starts. They go, "You're a Jedi, Harry," yeah. And then that's when Gandalf's like, "I'm a wizard," and then the movie starts. And it's a great trilogy. I've seen it a bunch. Got it on Blu-ray. Watch it sometime.
Totally.
Everyone at home, make sure you check out Star Wars. The last Spock, Harry Potter.
we just put a decade
that's
and a half
so
of movies.
Well, welcome. I would like if I can make. Here's the thing: the people that listen to this podcast, and I know they're out there.
Yeah.
Again, I get the numbers of downloads each week. I see it.
I get where updates from every day of people liking the page or commenting,
right.
Or doing something every day.
If they don't comment. Every time we ask, say something to us. Write in.
Yeah, people blah, don't. Blah. The only people that like commenting your stuff are the people who. Like bashing.
Well, here's what I'm starting doing. Fans, fuck you. All right, I'm just gonna piss everybody off until they have to respond to something. I didn't even see what that said.
You're supposed to. Never mind. Just keep
going. Okay. On this episode of Torcast, is me Gage. To my right is Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking.
Classic Sorry. Timing. To his right, we have RJ.
Hello.
Welcome, RJ. It's been a while since you've been on.
A little
here.
Bit.
We haven't missed you too much. Are you reading my text?
It's just blown up.
What the hell you think?
That's his work thing.
What the fuck? You reading my text?
You get a lot of hit on your articles?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had a City Skylines article do really well the other day.
A what? Nice.
It's a video game. I can show you later. It's a city building game.
Don't ask questions.
Yeah. That had an article go up today. I had an article go up today. It was previews Xbox at E3. It's very good. I have an article about that later. Probably Monday. Secret stuff.
Ooh. Super secret.
Actually, by the time this goes out, it won't be a secret anymore. Doesn't matter.
You gonna do one for Injustice in a couple weeks?
I signed up for it. Yeah. So if I can get a code for it, I'll do it. If not, I'll just play it regularly and enjoy it as best as I can. That's the thing about reviewing games. You have to play them differently to get through them and like dissect them and then talk about them to where like I'd rather just play the game and enjoy it,
right.
Which I don't get to do enough.
Oh, you don't get to just enjoy it. You have to like,
yeah, no.
You have to get through the game.
Like what I did with Horizon. I played through 26 hours of that in like a day and a half.
God damn.
Just to get a review up as fast as possible.
I get tired after playing two or three straight baseball games.
I don't know. That was a good game.
Horizon was a fantastic game. And you own as a PlayStation 4 owner, you should probably have it.
That's pretty good.
I had the show.
It's not Horizon.
No.
Are there robot T-Rexes?
Those are easy to kill, though.
They're easy to kill. The ones that suck are the mole rats.
I finally killed one of those.
They suck.
Finally killed one of those.
You would know, PlayStation 4 owner Shane, if you had Horizon.
Or what was the flying ones? The
Thunderhawks or whatever?
Hawks.
Yeah. Those are a bitch, too.
Yeah.
Anyway. Do you want to talk about baseball first while we're riled up on baseball?
Sure.
So we're going to talk a little sports. We haven't talked sports in a long time.
No, well, it's that time of year where there's not a whole lot.
And baseball's not the most exciting sport ever.
No, but
a whole lot. There's two playoffs going on and the start of MLB.
Well, we're Caps fans, so we really don't want to talk about
it. I'm not a Caps fan.
Your team didn't even make the playoffs, so I'd shut up.
Okay, we broke a 25-year streak. I'm sorry.
They haven't won a cup since
then. How many cups you all won?
You can go to 26.
I believe the last one you guys were in, we swept y'all's asses.
You couldn't go to
26? That's the only one we've ever been in.
You couldn't go to 26? You couldn't just get 26?
No. Nah. They want to, you know, they had to give it to somebody.
They give it to somebody all the time when they don't win.
Plus, early season baseball is not that exciting to talk about because it really doesn't matter.
It does. I mean, you could be like the
no one tries until after the All-Star break.
But you could be like the Blue Jays and dig basically their season's over unless they go on a crazy run.
Fine with me. I mean, if their season's over.
Fuck Toronto, too.
Yeah, if you're listening to Toronto, fuck you. Right in the podcast. Stupid Toronto fans.
No, baseball season doesn't start until after the All-Star break.
Well, and that's
why everybody's like, the Yankees are ahead of you. It's May 4th.
May the 4th.
Be with you.
Spock.
Harry.
I hope Spock's okay out there in space.
No, yeah. Finally, ESPN has the Orioles in headlines. Not for some of the greatest reasons, but we're in the headlines of ESPN.
Can we break down the timeline? Because yeah. I've been a little busy.
So last week, Boston's in Baltimore.
Okay.
Manny goes to slide into second.
This is in Baltimore.
In Baltimore.
Okay. Baltimore.
The Red Sox say he purposely tried to spike Pedroia. Watching the video, he hits the bag and his foot kicks up.
Sure. Natural motion. Natural.
Yeah, he's coming in where his foot's way above the bag. No. He hits the bag, pops up. His spikes catch Pedroia in the leg.
So you guys are in defense of Machado sliding, though.
Yeah, it was not a dirty slide.
Okay.
To be clear, I'm not an Orioles fan. I'm a Nats fan. So
terrible.
Yeah. Okay. We'll find out next week.
So as a Nationals fan.
We'll find out next week.
As a Nationals fan.
It was not a dirty slide. However, if I was a Red Sox fan, I would have been pissed. Well, but it was not dirty.
Our best player.
It wasn't dirty.
Yeah.
It was an accident. And Machado even tried catching him.
Yeah,
he tried catching Pedroia. Yeah. Like, so, he realized, tried catching him.
And historically, Manny's not a dirty player.
No.
Not that I
know. No, but he gets thrown at a lot.
It's because he's good.
Yeah.
So,
I ask Harper.
in the sixth inning, the pitcher tried.
No, it wasn't the same game.
The next game. Okay. He throws four pitches.
It wasn't
pitches.
Even the next game.
I thought it was the next one.
No, it was the Friday game when he slid into Pedroia. It was the Sunday game that the ball went past his head.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so he's throwing.
But that wouldn't. The starter first in the sixth inning tries to buzz him four times inside and hit him in the knees.
There's the reconstructed knee. His repaired knee, right?
Yeah, his left knee. I missed all four times for four balls.
Okay. I missed that.
Walked him. Eighth inning, dude buzzes one behind his head. And it's a foul ball because it hits Machado's back.
Yeah.
Well, then they catch Manny taking a knee while everything's getting settled. Got to stand there. Pedroia's like, telling him it wasn't me. I didn't tell him to do it. Blah, 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 blah.
So there's clearly a communication.
Yeah, Pedroia and Manny are talking to
each
other.
And Manny's just pointing at his head going,
yeah.
Really?
And Pedroia's going, it's not me. It's them. That's on them. That's not on me. If it was on me, it would have been done that day.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Knocked your ass out of
second
place.
After the game, Britton comes out and goes, he could have told his guys not to. He's the leader of the team. They'd have listened to
him.
And
this is an interview.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Britton's like, he didn't do it.
Okay.
Fast forward, now they're in Boston. Well, it starts with all this shit, fans throwing peanuts and calling AJ the N-word 2 nights ago.
Yeah. If you do anything like that to a player, fuck you.
Well, right. Apparently.
You wouldn't run. Apparently, this happens all the time to black players.
But also, the Boston security, like, they found the people responsible for it.
Yeah.
And they have told them, you ain't coming back.
Yeah, they took lifetime tickets
from
them.
Yeah, you're gone.
So that comes out. And then, of course, you got a lot of black players like CC and other guys coming out and going, when we go to Boston, we expect to be called the
N-word. They named Boston specifically.
Right.
Again, we're not talking about basketball. We're talking
baseball,
where it's not predominantly black.
No, it's only like, I think
4%. I think there's four players on Boston's team who are black.
Yeah, who are actually African-Americans, not from the Dominican or somewhere else.
Right. Not that that's a problem or anything, but like, they don't have that racial. I mean, they were also the last organization to break the color barrier 12 years after Jackie Robinson played. Fun fact.
Then you have Chris Sale, who 2 nights ago buzzes one behind Machado. 128 seconds.
Chris Sale is a Boston pitcher.
Right. After they give Adam Jones, 2 nights ago, they give Adam Jones a standing ovation.
Yeah, the players do.
And the fans.
And the fans.
What Jones is done, Manny comes up, Sale blows one right behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Ump comes out, warns both sides, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So baseball sends out to both teams, stop.
Should be noted on the next, and that during that at-bat, he got thrown at, he hit a home run.
Yes, he did.
So
he
fuck took, you, Boston.
No, he hit a double.
I thought he hit a home run. I thought that was the headline.
No, the one that he hit.
He got a hit.
He put a double against the wall and scored a run or something.
There you go. Something like that. Either way.
So then we get fast forward to last night's game.
Right.
Second inning.
No outs. No 0-0 count.
Right. Gossman blows through the first inning.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. No problem. Goes to snap off a curveball.
77 miles an hour.
It gets away. Plunks Bogart. Umpire goes, you're gone.
Plunks him in the leg.
It
didn't curve.
He threw out Gossman?
No, Gossman's ball didn't curve. It never curved back.
But okay. So like,
he missed it. He missed it.
And the umpire walks out, points at both sides, points at Gossman, and throws him out.
He didn't point at both sides first. He didn't even point at the sides. He walked straight up. No, he pops up, Gausman, you're gone, and then turns, that's when Buck comes running out.
And Gausman is an Orioles pitcher.
Right.
Right. So I'm just clarifying and for people listening who don't.
Caleb Joseph jumps up, you have to find the video and add it to this, and goes fucking ballistic.
Yeah, that catcher blew up.
It should be on ESPN, because that's where I watched it last night.
I'm not going on their fucking website. It's terrible.
But he goes ballistic. Buck comes running out, all this shit. Later in the game,
AJ
goes down looking.
Mm-hmm.
Very questionable. Ball
high and outside.
Very questionable strike. Well, he says something to the umpire. Bang, gone. It wasn't that drop the bat, face, all that bullshit.
Right.
It was he says something, looks at him, and the umpire throws AJ out too.
Yeah, but he just kind of like, that was kind of high. Turns around, says something. Ump goes, you're gone. That's when Jones turns around, starts running his mouth. Buck comes running out again. Gets in the umpire's face. But it is to say, it was the umpire's first game as the crew chief. Or first year. This is his first year as the crew chief.
Okay. And this is stuff I've missed completely. Yeah, I haven't seen any of this.
He's a rookie crew chief.
Okay.
And he was under a lot of pressure because obviously MLB had said, look, get him to cut it out.
Yeah.
But
is it over? No. I don't think it's over.
No. If Gausman was throwing at him, he'd hit him with a fastball.
Sure.
You don't hit somebody with a curveball.
Unless baseball is a sport that
Gossman ain't that good.
No, he's not.
You watch Mouse.
Okay, we'll find out next week.
Bundy's the better one.
I love Bundy.
How's he do against lefties?
I don't know. I don't play the fucking game.
Baseball is one sport that truly polices itself. You hit our guy, we're going to hit you. It's the unwritten rule. You know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You don't throw at someone's knee. You don't throw anywhere that could hurt someone's
game. Here's
you put him
blanket
in the
statement.
You put it right in the middle of the bat.
Don't throw at people.
If you're going to put it, no, it's going to happen because you're going to have, you need to protect your guy.
It was funny though. Last night, Machado went off, or last night, or the night before.
Him and Gausman both went off.
Machado goes off. He goes, you know what? I'm really getting sick. And he just starts dropping the F bomb.
I think I saw that.
He goes, you know what? I got a bat in my hand. If I go out there and swing at the pitcher, I get a year off. They throw at me, they get two games off.
Yeah.
What's that for?
Yeah.
You saw what he did with Ventura.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. And you got to stand up for yourself too.
Well, yeah.
You can't just let yourself
You know, you're going to plunk a guy, what part of the game, guys know it's coming.
Sure.
Hit him in the back. Don't hit somebody in the fucking head or a surgically repaired knee. Hit him in the back. Just drill him in the back. They'll walk to first base. They know if their pitcher hits somebody, more than likely, our best player, which is Manny, you're probably getting thrown at because it's just going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, I agree you have to protect your team, but again, you probably just shouldn't throw at each other.
When do they play next?
I don't know. They got 13 more games against each other after tonight.
Hopefully,
just give us 13 losses.
And it dies down for a little while, but I think.
Yeah, right. The time they line up, you know, ESPN's like, well, last time these teams got.
No. It's exactly. I mean, the next time they play, it's definitely MLB's going to make sure they got their best officiating.
The Orioles and Red Sox are playing grab ass, and the fucking Yankees are just homering their way to a division lead.
Yeah, dude, that guy, I'm on the Yankees on the show, and that Aaron Judge is a beast in the show.
He's 6'7", 286 pounds.
He's a.
How the fuck does he not line up and play tight end for the Jets or Giants?
He just lines up and knocks
because he doesn't want to get hit.
I wouldn't want to hit him.
Yeah.
He's leading the majors with home runs.
Well, he'll have Harper 14. Batting in front of him next year, so.
2 years.
Oh, 2 years.
After the 2018 season.
As long as Machado doesn't go to the Yankees.
His wife.
When's his contract, though?
Same. Him and Harper are free agents same year.
That's what the Yankees are going
to
spend.
They were drafted together. Harper went one, Machado went three.
Yankees are going to try to spend like $700 million.
But the nice thing is, Manny's wife wants to stay in Baltimore.
Why?
Why would you want to stay in Baltimore?
Baltimore
sucks.
She likes crab cakes, I've heard.
I don't know. Davis's wife came out and said the same thing last year before he signed his big deal.
To stay in Baltimore? It's a smaller market. It's nicer.
I mean, they have. Of course, they have houses in. I think Manny's from Miami, Dave's from Texas.
Right.
She likes living in Baltimore. Now, I'm sure she's not living downtown by the fucking stadium.
No.
Not living by the power plant.
No. Fuck. Couldn't imagine.
Talk about the Caps being down 3-1.
They had some bad luck in last night's game, though.
They scored the goal in themselves that won the game.
Wow.
It deflected off a cap skate into an empty net to win the game.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I'm getting deja vu. Because this happens every single year.
Guy I work with. You know how Facebook pops up, memories?
Yeah.
He goes.
Which today's memory is terrible. by the way.
No, it's great. Hey, Gage.
I'm pretty sure that picture never happened. I don't know. I don't know who that.
We're not worried about the picture. I know. What about the text message.
I recognize.
I saw that picture too.
I recognize four people in that picture. I don't know who that fifth dude is.
How about the text messages?
We didn't know who that fifth guy was that night either.
How did last night go?
But he's a big Star Wars guy, so he's like, "Oh, thank you for reminding me today. He's May the Force be with you, all that." And he goes, "And the fact that for the last 4 years, the Cavs have been down 3-1 or lost a series on this day."
Yeah,
he's a big Cavs fan.
I don't.
They can't beat the Pens, and I don't.
Well, and that's part of the problem. I hate Pittsburgh.
Teams. I hate Pittsburgh.
So do I.
So the fact that it's always, and again, I'm a Ravens fan, so the fact that it's always the Steelers or the Penguins sending like my teams home fucking pisses me off to no avail. Like, I am mad. I'm hot.
So this core group of Caps have been together for like 6 or 7 years now.
You don't hear that boom coming?
Do you give them one more run? Add a young piece or something and give them one more run?
Finishing in first.
What's their
cup? They've won the President's Cup 3 out of 4 years. The last 4 years. They're the best regular season. They're Peyton Manning. They are a great regular season team. Ooh.
So what you need to do
he
is...
He does have two rings.
Keep them together. Because eventually he got one. And then he left.
Yeah, well, because he had to play a shitty Bears team.
They were down in that game. The Bears scored first.
Yeah, because Devin Hester ran the open kickoff back. And they never kicked it to him again.
He's a Bear. Should have kicked him to him in the first place.
But... Nope. I mean, Ovi is, been in the league 12 years now?
And Crosby was out last game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Ovechkin is the most frustrated player in fucking hockey right now.
He's the second highest paid player
behind Crosby. He's just going back to the locker room like, son of a...
He's Dan Marino.
Bitch, I can't get it together.
You're right. He will be the Dan Marino of the NHL.
Mm.
The greatest player...
To not win a Stanley Cup.
Could be arguably the greatest player ever, but he doesn't have a cup, so he's not in the conversation.
He's not the greatest player ever. He is no Gretzky.
We'll see when he's done.
No way. He won't come close to Gretzky's numbers. Won't even come close.
So we got a couple more years left, then.
I don't know enough about hockey to make a way in here. I'm just going to say Ovechkin's the greatest player ever of all time in anything.
He's just trying to get heat.
Yeah, yeah.
Cheap heat.
I'm trying. Fight me. Downloaders, please. I'll argue with you in the comments of anything.
Then we have another series where
when you type in Gretzky stats versus, the one that comes up is Crosby.
Well, no, not Ovechkin. Crosby probably a more popular player. Also, he's won cups.
He's Canadian too.
Yeah.
So,
Ovechkin conspiracy with our president.
We have a series against each other right now. But we're down 2-0.
That sucks.
That little fucking midget point guard of yours.
Hey, he put up like 50 points the other night.
53.
And then, Wall have 40 in the same night?
46.
I saw Celtics were down in the fourth.
They played tonight at 8. I wonder, hopefully they got that game on.
Probably. I mean, it's a Wizards game. I think the Celtics were down in the fourth, and I was sitting and holding. And I was like, we're going to lose this game. We're not going to get that. Because I saw a stat earlier, like, Boston's on a 5-game winning streak throughout the playoffs. You know, this could be 6 and a tie their second longest of all time. And I was like, oh, that'd be cool. And then I saw we were down. I was like, oh, fuck. And then I got this update and it said Boston wins in overtime at 10 points. I'm like, huh.
Yeah, Thomas scored 29 in the fourth in overtime.
That's awesome.
On his sister's 23rd, would have been 23rd birthday.
Right. And he got his tooth fixed.
It's hard.
So did Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, right. I don't want to root.
Ooh, that was a hard kick.
It was a hard kick.
I don't want to root for Boston.
Why not?
Because they're playing the Wizards.
But it's the Celtics.
I don't care.
But don't you want me to be happy?
Don't want you happy?
Do you want me to be happy?
No, I don't.
Okay. Ovechkin got his 500th goal this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At 500, he's still... Because Gretzky's better than Ovechkin. Because
the Red Wings are in the playoffs.
I would even put Yzerman. You could have Brett Hull. You could have... You guys don't know these players.
No. I know who Brett Hull is.
I don't know.
He finally won a couple of the stars in the 90s.
Alexander Ovechkin is...
He's 400 goals away from Gretzky.
The greatest player.
Okay, so he plays 20 seasons, he'll get close.
On ice, he would even be the greatest player in roller hockey. I don't know if that's a league anyone cares about anywhere. But fuck you, roller hockey.
It's hard not to root for Thomas because of what he's went through.
Recently, yeah. But, I mean, you're still...
Are they going to beat LeBron?
We've had good success against the Cavaliers in the playoffs in the past. Are we going to beat LeBron? Probably not. I'm a true fan. Yeah, that's... Again, I don't know what any of that... You guys keep showing me this weird shit. If you've been a TourCast listener from day one, you've probably heard the story of me at Apple Blossom. I wasn't there.
Drunk Gage showed up.
And that was how many years ago today?
Three.
2014. Oh, three.
Well,
that was two.
Well, again, not three. Not me. You guys drugged me.
Yeah.
Poisoned me.
We drugged you with you showing up.
You spiked drinks.
You showed up late to Milano's.
Well, I tried to catch up really
fast. And said, I got to catch up. And just started slamming drinks.
I wasn't the one ordering Four Horsemen, though.
It was my birthday and Stephanie's birthday.
And then Kristen ordered me a Four Horsemen.
That's on you, bro.
That's when I forgot everything.
We made her take one.
That's on you.
Well, I remember because there was a video somewhere of me trying to show that girl how to cat daddy.
Yeah, I have it.
Okay. In the end of that video is Kristen walking in a frame with my Four Horsemen. That's when I don't remember anything after that. I totally blacked out after that shot. Yeah. So, a lot of things have changed. Is that it? Good. I'm not putting this on the internet, so sorry, everybody.
Yeah, there's you. Yeah,
there it is. She grabbed my attention, Four Horsemen, and the Gage tonight is done. So.
Oh, no, Gage tonight wasn't done.
Oh,
his phone died, so he grabbed mine.
That's right. I was.
Oh, my God, that night was so
much. I'm pretty sure that's not me in there.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it is.
Pretty sure it's not.
That night was so much fun.
It's Apple Blossom weekend, everybody.
It is. And that is just a festival that happens in our hometown for you that don't live here.
80s dance tomorrow.
It is.
Yep. You're going.
Yeah.
You're going.
I have nothing to wear.
I don't either.
I'm wearing blue pants, tight blue pants. I need an 80s graphic tee, though.
I got an 84's Transformer shirt.
I have a Tron shirt. Tron came out like 83.
I can go to Hot Topic and get a shirt, right?
There you go. Yeah.
My fucking shirt says.
You want me to go with you so I can make sure you pick something from the 80s?
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow.
Okay. I'm going to Stag.
Before we go to Stag, we're going to do that.
Tyler had an extra ticket, so I'm going to Stag now.
Are you going to Stag?
No.
Hey, baby.
I'm not going to miss anything. It's a fucking Stag.
It's going to be raining.
It's going to be raining.
It's supposed to fucking pour all day tomorrow.
There's nothing there for me anymore. Don't drink anymore.
Maybe something to look at. That's going to be cold, though.
I'll be talking tired the whole time.
Kelly will be there.
Gabby will be there.
They're going to the Stag?
Yeah.
Why? Is it weird when girls go to the Stag?
Yes.
It's kind of weird.
Because it'd be weird as fuck if we roll up to the Bloomers like
the that. Girls, you know what? I'm not going to make that statement.
Gender equality.
Fuck that.
I thought you were trying to get heat.
It is no, it is gender equality.
There's heat and then there's personal heat. That's going to follow me for a while.
All Title IX says is you have to have a female equivalent. The men have the Stag, the female have the Bloomers. There is no equality. You have your thing.
And there's no wage gap.
Make me a sandwich.
I actually believe that.
There's a couple years, there's not. If you...
We're not going
down that road.
I didn't want to get into that, but I'll say it so you guys can comment.
If
tell me why I'm wrong.
If a couple years ago they started letting girls into the Stag, but only a couple like girls actually ever came to it.
Every year I've been there.
So now there's been a couple girls here and there, and a couple more and a couple more
sure.
are going to the Stag because they understand the Stag is better than the Bloomers. The Bloomers is more uppity.
Yeah.
The Stag's more up, fuck it. We're just gonna get drunk.
Here's a free beer.
Here's free whiskey. There's girls walking around handing you free shots.
Yeah, and there's music and stuff. Yeah. It's a more Apple Blossom environment than the Bloomers.
Bloomers is very uptight.
It's like a tea party.
It's supposed to rain for the next like 36 hours. Starting at like 9 o'clock tonight through.
Well, we'll be downtown
early Saturday morning.
I have a good amount of umbrellas.
Ella.
I like that song as well.
Same
song.
You had my heart.
You wonder why you get breaks from the podcast. This is why.
This will be the most downloaded podcast ever.
Nope, probably not.
I'll just go grab everybody's phone.
Oh, cool. So the six you run into.
Everybody at Apple Blossom will be like, hey, I need your phone real quick.
Uh-huh.
My phone's dead. Can I see your phone?
Yeah.
That'd be a good thing to do.
That's Blossom's
My phone's dead. Can I use your phone real quick?
Oh, my God.
And then subscribe to TourCast on my phone.
That is a weird level of guerrilla marketing that I'm on board for. Again, it's not about... You don't have to listen. Everyone at home, if you're listening now, you don't have to listen.
You need to download.
Just download. Subscribe and download.
Do it to your friends. Grab their phone. Say, hey, my phone died.
Subscribe.
Can you use your phone real quick? Get in their iTunes thing and download TourCast.
Yep. And I'll get credit for it. And then we can be happier, I guess. I don't know.
Sure.
And then the next bit, comment.
Comment, like, talk to somebody.
So we got, hey guys, you guys been up? You guys been all right? We have no format again this week. Last week turned into the weird Tinder episode, which I thought was funny.
It was great. That's hilarious.
Very different for us. You guys been doing anything cool?
Working.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Working hard.
Working.
Yeah. Yeah, busy time. Ice cream stands.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Gotta sell stuff. So how's your video game stuff going?
Video games are good. You can see. I previewed something this morning that sucked. Gotcha. That article will be up tomorrow.
Are we all excited for Guardians?
Yeah, I'm not going to see it until next weekend.
Don't talk about any of it.
I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay. Because I know you've watched it a little
bit. I won't talk about it.
Have you watched the whole thing?
I've only watched that half hour.
Okay.
Well, let me have your thing. Let me watch it, the whole thing.
No, because you'll tell everybody about it. You text everybody and spoil everything.
Oh, can you believe Rocket Raccoon died?
Todd Dillinger! Oh!
Rocket Raccoon's dead? Oh my god.
Baby Groot's an asshole.
Watch all that be true. Rocket Raccoon
dies. Okay, just for the, like, the 30 seconds, Baby Groot's a dick.
Oh, no, I'm saying, if Rocket Raccoon dies.
Baby Groot's hilarious. Of course, I mean, yeah. They're not stupid. They know what was going to market.
That's your marketing power.
Yeah.
That's what he's going to be for Halloween.
You're making the baby?
Yep. You can't decide my Halloween costume.
You can be Big Groot and carry him around as Baby Groot.
No. Nope. Don't need any more comparisons to skinny trees. I already get enough of those.
Weeping Willow?
So, yeah. Well, that's just me. It's just the state of depression all the time. It's all the time. All right,
let's pick the movie up a little bit.
What the fuck? We can talk about the thing I did the last 2 days.
Yeah, what'd you do?
So, if you've followed me in any other walk of life, we know that I act a little bit. I got an email from my agent the other day. Said, hey, they're doing an overnight shoot. Dulles Town Center pays. Do you have time? Can you be there? I said, yeah. And it's just background work. So it was nothing big. Nothing special. The weird part is I don't know exactly what it was. Because the email said, and everyone on set was working, they were like, movie, movie, movie. And I'm like, okay, cool, movie. And then they're going, film, film, film. I'm like, all right, cool, film, movie, same thing. The way it was shot, training video. Very different. So it was like,
you're a fucking extra at an airport training video.
I'm pretty sure it's a training video. So, cause like we would film one way and then it would be like, all right. And then reaction here, not really paying attention. The reaction here, you know, very attentive. I'm good at your job. The reaction here, totally absent. I'm like, it's a training video.
You're an extra in a training video.
So every person who wants to work for TSA gets to see me standing there looking like I don't want to go through TSA.
Who
wants no one wants to go through TSA.
Well, here's the thing. TSA is the most terrible thing I've ever experienced in my life. Because every time we've been in an airport together, or anytime I've been in an airport in general, I get called out for some fucking reason. So now I volunteered to be paid to stand in Dulles Airport for 20 hours. Well, I got paid, which was nice. But just being in there, and you needed to look like you were traveling, and the wardrobe wasn't like the most funded thing on the project. So they're like, bring your own suitcase. And make it look like you're going to get on a plane. I'm like, yeah, fuck, I don't want to carry around my
suitcase. You should have worn a turban.
Yeah, oh yeah. Awesome. And here's the thing.
Worn a beanie like
so, worn a turban and carried a backpack.
I'll stop you right there because there was a guy who worked on the set who was brown skin, who had a big beard and had curlier, longer hair. Looked like he was Israeli, Arab maybe. Didn't have a turban. Didn't have like the, you know, loose fitting clothes or anything like that. But
the burqa.
They had a scene where, like, all right, we need the TSA agents to talk to someone who can stand out. And they turn around to the crew. And they're like, I didn't hear his name. And they were like, say it's Josh. Josh.
It wasn't Josh.
Put on a shirt from wardrobe.
There's no chance it was Josh.
He was a nice guy. Put on a shirt from wardrobe. Get in line. And I was like, that's profiling.
There's no way his name had one syllable.
Shit. He was a good sport about it because he picked up.
He probably figured it out. He went to work today. Said we're at an airport. I'm gonna get picked on.
He picked up what was going on, and I mean he was a good sport. That was on the first day. Then the thing about like airports is that everyone just gets crazy at airports. So we were in a closed off section of the airport, which is where security is run. But we were on the left side of the airport, next to a lot of the international stuff. But where we were in security was closed off. So you know. no one was coming through. As the night goes on, and it was an overnight shoot, so we got the set at 8 p.m., and our wrap time was scheduled at 8 a.m. We never made it to 8 a.m., which is fine.
That's a perfect job for you.
Yeah, I was up anyway, so I was like, fuck it, I'll go make money for standing, whatever. Flights start to take off around 3, all over the airport, internationally, too. So people were walking down the escalator, got passed through the barriers, walking down the escalator, and jumping in the line with us extras, and we were turning around like, oh, this is not a real flight. You need to actually leave, because this will be bad if you're caught on camera, because then they have to pay for rides and stuff, and they're just handing out money to people who are accidentally walking in line for security. And I'm like, this is not real. And we had to turn around about 50 people.
Now, why didn't they have somebody up at the top?
Eventually, they did. But then as soon as they got people at the top of the escalators, they were like, oh, well, there was two sections of security there. So they ended up...
I hope that was working the whole time.
Yeah, it is. It's just a little bit of reverb there, but it wasn't bad. They opened up the second side. So we're filming on one side where people are going to security on the other side, and they're still joining our line. We're like, no, go over there. So, like, I'm sure in the background of shots, you see me going, no! This way! Because we weren't recording dialogue, so it didn't matter what we said. So they're just, like, moving along that way. And people are just like, what's going on? I've never seen people so confused. Like, and there's lights everywhere.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Fair. True. No one looks like they want to be there. They're about to go through security.
Who the fuck wants to get on an airplane at 3 in the morning?
I love flying that late. Didn't we go to Texas that late?
No, we left. We were there at, like, 6. 6 or 7. We left Winchester right after midnight. 4. No.
It was, like, 2 in the morning.
No.
You sure? Because I stayed up that whole night.
Yeah, you and someone stayed up the whole night being idiots.
I wanted IHOP. All right, so you shut your mouth.
Who the hell did you go to IHOP with?
Lacey.
Oh.
She was the one who drove me there.
I don't remember that.
That's
been a year ago, man. I don't remember what I had for breakfast 2 weeks ago.
Do you know you have a child?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, I do know.
So I'll make sure you
know. Oh, you don't let me forget.
Yeah, because we landed in Dallas at like 10.
Yeah, remember the hotel wasn't ready yet. We drove around.
We went to get lunch.
At Hooters.
It was a 3-hour flight.
And you thought they had keg Corona.
No, the dumb waitress is an idiot. And we got excited because she goes, oh, do you want that on? Wait, they have it? We're so close to Mexico, they must ship it over.
This is a fever dream I only have one time where I can get Corona.
Corona on tap.
Yeah. Put it in a glass. Fuck
me
up.
Oh, I mean, that was Corona light. We don't want that shit.
I can pour this in a glass for you. No, it's
okay.
Did
you expect to not have a floozy when you go to Hooters?
Jesus, you don't always have a floozy? Not always. Sometimes
I talked to some pretty intelligent women at Hooters before.
Wait, you know what?
But then they have to sing that birthday song.
I talked to more intelligent strippers than I have more intelligent Hooters waitresses.
That I can't say.
No, me neither.
Well, you typically don't talk to the stripper.
I was like, I'm trying to have a conversation with a stripper.
Leave me alone.
I just go, he's an actor.
Yeah, that's the worst.
That's all I do. I go, he's an actor.
Going anywhere with RJ. And
so
we're
going to find a group of chicks there later?
He's an actor, yeah.
Anytime me and RJ go, and that's the worst. Me and RJ are both single. We'll go anywhere. The people come up talk to us.
Aren't
you both?
All right, now?
And this is why it's a bad thing.
Right.
So we'll talk to anybody, and he's just like, you know, Gage over there. He's an actor. He's been on TV and stuff like
I see
that.
A plan for this evening.
Yeah, that's great.
Happens way all more time. Than it should. Yeah.
Why he's over there just, you know, hanging out and sober. Like, the rest of us.
I know we have this podcast. I don't always like to talk about my own stuff because I don't want to seem like a bigger dick than I am. But then RJ's like, tell him about the TV.
You watch Veep?
You ever seen House of Cards? You know Kevin Spacey? Yeah, ask Gage about him. Yeah.
They slept together.
Almost. That's why it's a good story.
That comes back at the end of the month. Season 5.
So the second night on this TSA shoot, they're calling it TSA Spring. I don't know what the fuck any of that means. I think now there's just trash in here.
Really?
It's not that bad in a room.
Back in your fucking floor.
All this shit is... All this shit is back boxed up. Anyway, the second night, I'm there. I'm hanging out with the other extras. You know, we're just bullshitting. And then we had a lunch break, and I didn't eat just because it was 2 in the morning. I'm like, I don't want to eat 2
You wanted IHOP.
But sure, but I didn't want it. So I'm sitting there, and then this other extra, Kate, who said she was going to download and listen, so shout out to Kate. I know you're
How
listening.
How you doing?
How you doing, Kate? Which is a terrible way, because now that she's listening, she's like, great, guys. bunch of rude-ass dudes. So she's like, hey, do you want to go over to Starbucks and get Starbucks with me? I said, sure. I don't drink Starbucks, but...
She wanted you to give her that unicorn frat.
Probably not. Really think she just wanted the Starbucks, which I was happy. I was like, yeah, I'll go and get a Starbucks and nice, get out of this, you know, confined area that is holding. I don't really care about the other background here because, you know, you meet them. They're like, not replaceable friends, but like 10-second friends. We're like, well, I'm just going to meet this person and then never talk to them.
Yeah, probably. Odds are you guys are all just coming in from different areas.
Yep,
and all that.
Yep. And I was the only one who came out from this way anyway. Yeah, you can't play Pokemon Go right here. There's nothing ever.
Your buddy is Magikarp?
Yeah.
Same. So we go to Starbucks. She gets her coffee or whatever. I'm staying there just waiting. And then we're walking back to set. And someone who's actually there in the airport comes up to me. And she says, hey, are you an American? And I said, because I thought she was lost. And I go, yes. And she does this. No. And then leaves. And I'm pretty sure about a lot of things in life. I'm the most sure that I'm American.
Yeah, you are.
And she told me no.
Was she of
She spoke white? Perfect English. She was white, spoke English well.
There's a lot of countries in the world that are white.
I know.
Most of Europe is white.
I know.
But this woman was lost. And she goes, are you American? And I said, yes, trying to help. No. And then that was the conversation. It was the weirdest, most confusing 3-second conversation I've ever had. And then I asked Caden, like, is that what just happened? I heard her correctly. He's like, yeah, I think she asked you if you were American. And you said yes. And she said no.
You should have said, make America great again.
I didn't know.
The most American group of friends anyone would ever meet.
I thought I responded in the perfect way by saying yes with a smile. Typically, I don't like strangers.
I said no.
Did you shake her hand?
She did not touch me. She was pushing a cart.
Did you shake anybody? Did you have to shake hands for this whole process?
Throughout the whole, through 2 days? Yeah. You know, you'd like to be nice, but there's plenty of hand sanitizer on sets too. And it's not against them, again. I just don't like touching people's hands. I have that thing.
I think
that's another thing I like to do. Get him in situations where he has to shake
someone's hand. That's fucked up.
It is fucked up. That's why me and RJ aren't, we're great friends. Probably shouldn't be.
That's fucked up.
Fuck you.
We do things just to fuck with each other.
I'll do things and piss him off, but I'm not going to make him do something he's uncomfortable doing. That's fucked up.
That's great.
Yeah. But.
You got to make him drive a truck.
I'm driving drunk friends around, whatever.
He's got to do it for the next 2 days.
Yeah.
He's got to do it tomorrow, too.
I volunteered.
He did.
Overall, this shit was fun. I don't really care for background work a lot, but I figured out like what I must sound like to other people. Cause you hear a lot of other background people talk about like, well, I was in this with so-and-so. And I'm like, I'm sitting there going, this person sounds like the biggest fucking loser ever. And then thinking back, I'm like, I've probably sounded like that before.
Yeah, but you don't brag about it.
I really try not to.
We usually ask you and you tell
That's
us.
That's the thing. Yeah. Like, I really don't want to, I don't bring it up first.
We're the ones that, well, I am the one.
Yeah.
Always bring
But I recognize standing in the background and being in something with Kevin Spacey doesn't make me a superstar. It's maybe an interesting story for later on, but it doesn't make me like...
You were on a popular show on Netflix.
Well, Veep's also popular, too.
I haven't seen it. Isn't that the history one?
No. Men Who Built America was a history one. Mm. The Veep is the one with the Julie Rhys-Dreyfus on HBO, the comedy political one, which has won all kinds of awards probably because of me. But again, I don't bring it up. But all these people love to fucking talk about it. I was in this and someone said, well, I just worked House of Cards season 5. It's coming out May 30th, everybody. Make sure you're watching it. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, that's cool. But why I did this? And it's just like become this one-up conversation. And I'm sitting there going, I don't care about any of this. And then people are like, well, what have you done? I'm like, well, then the last thing I've done was I did that lead. And I was like, well, I was a lead in this show. They're like, you are a lead?
Yeah.
You had a speaking role? I was like, yeah.
I killed somebody with an axe.
They're like, yeah, what'd you do? I was an axe murderer. Whoa!
You doing that, all I can picture is the pizza planet on Toy Story. He's been chosen.
The claw.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Because it's always like, do you do a lot of extra work? I'm like, not really. I'm busy doing other stuff. And they ask, like, what else you do? I'm like, well, I write for video games. They're like, you get to play games all day? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, that's awesome. I'm like, yeah, it's all right. And then the podcast comes up. And I'm like, oh. So.
That's because they're all probably lazy people who just want to try to do.
Well, I mean, when you talk to them, I'm like, well, is this what you do full time? They're like, typically, no. The extras don't just do full time extra stuff. So they all have real jobs. So they're talking about like what they actually do. And they're like, it's just, you know, running the mill day to day jobs. And then why I talk about like, oh, I review games. I get to play stuff. I get paid for it. I host a podcast all the time. We talk about dumb shit. And they're like,
you actually bring up a podcast?
Yeah. I got to get those subscribers up. Not that they're bad, but I want more. And I want downloads. Don't even listen.
Which is download?
The title of this episode should be, don't listen to this. It won't be, because I want you to at least hear this part where I say download. You're
going to be like, well, why should I listen?
As long as you download, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Whatever. I get the
credit. Until they can figure out how to track that.
What, listening? Mm-hmm. I mean, you get run times, like you can say, oh, someone started here or stopped there or stuff like that, but it's not as important as like download numbers.
All they care about is clicks.
Yeah. Clickbait. Advertisers like, oh, you were downloaded this many times? Yeah. Cool. How many times were you listened to? Don't matter.
Don't worry about it.
It's not important. So that's what I've been up to. So I am exhausted.
Are you getting ready to go out tonight?
Yep, we'll be out tonight.
Tomorrow.
I did a bunch of work this morning. I'm doing work now.
I almost sent you a text message at like 10. I'm like, wait, no, he's probably asleep.
I got a text message at 3 o'clock in the morning.
No, I sent it to you way earlier. You didn't respond until 3 in the morning. Jen texted me at 4 in the morning asking me if I was driving home. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you sent it to me at 11. I was asleep.
Uh-huh. And then
she was working. I was like, what?
I got back here, what did I say, 5 earlier? Fell asleep for a little bit. Woke up at 7. That's not good. Because I had other text messages and I was starting to respond to people and they're like, why are you awake?
That's why I didn't bother you. Nice friend. So I let you sleep, dickhead.
I need more of you.
I didn't. Okay. No, I texted him at 4 o'clock in the morning. He wasn't home yet.
Yeah, I was still driving.
I was trying to be nice.
It was the annoying part. Oh, and I have another thing to tell you. The annoying part, I would have been home an hour earlier. The extras wrapped at like 3 o'clock. Except for 6 of us. So the PA is, you know, looking in the crowd of the extras, and he's like, I'm going to keep a few of you just for like an extra shot in case we decide to do it. So you, sir, you, and I see him making his way over to me. I'm like, no. And I start to look away. Like, don't. Don't. And I look over to him, and he goes, and you. And I'm like, motherfucker. So like the people I was talking to all night, and like, and Kate, they all were cut. So I'm like, well, guess it's back to square one where I don't know anyone I'm talking to because I spent the other, you know, 6 hours talking to random people. So we go to holding. We're sitting there and I'm waiting. And they go off and shoot something else. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, all right, just
get us
on set. Let's go back over there. They come back in like, all right, we're wrapping for the night. Everybody gets to go home. I'm like, why am I still here? Why did you hold me here?
She got paid, right?
We made, because we didn't hit overtime hours, so it wouldn't have mattered when I got to go home. I still would have paid this full amount. Yeah. So some people get to work. Someone had a call time at 2:30 in the morning. They were cut at 3. And I was like, I want that 30-minute time, please.
Your drive, you actually had, I mean, it's not like you
run. Now, do they get paid for 8 hours?
You get paid for a whole day. It's a day rate. That's like when I did the other shoot, my first day on the set, I worked an hour and a half. I got paid for the whole day. They're like, you can stick around. You can leave now if you want. You can stick around and get a free lunch. And I was like, I'll hang out and get lunch. Free. They're like, what do you want? I was like,
so what's the day? Is it 8 or 12 hours?
What's that?
What's a day? 8 or 12?
They schedule for 12. Typically, you don't hit 12. It's 12 is a barrier to like, if a call time is 7 o'clock, you get there, get in the wardrobe report, blah, blah, blah. Your pay time starts at 8. If we go to 8 p.m. to 8 a.m., that's just to like get everyone in there. And then the 8 a.m. is for like cleanup. So at the airport, it's a hard cut at 6:30 because they have to open up the terminal to get people through. But for like the 6:30 to 8 o'clock time period, there's people cleaning up, moving shit out of the airport, moving shit into the airport, stuff like that. So the call sheet will cover everybody, not just extras. So,
but you get paid for 12 hours.
Whole day.
Yeah. Damn.
No matter how long I'm there.
You do that more often?
I mean, I could. I like doing it. And that might have been the thing. I'm kind of like figuring out that maybe I don't like acting as much as I thought I did because I'm just like, that's kind of boring. And listening to other actors, I'm like, man, I'd rather just do this.
Well, doing that stuff's boring.
It is. It really is. And I've done extra stuff in the past, so I knew what I was getting into again going to this. I'm like, maybe it's because I came off my first lead. Yeah, I'm like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
And then now I'm back to doing this where like I'm under crew and like priority list. I don't know. I keep hitting the fucking microphone.
You're talking with your hand. You're excited. You're talking with your hands.
Yeah, man. Well, because I've been doing all that shit, and
My life sucks compared to
time. Why couldn't John be here today to pop to record?
He's got
his kid.
Till 7.
Oh. Yeah.
He was at the shoe show last night.
Other thing. Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's the what?
Shoe show.
Shoe show.
You know, we get your shoe showed. Oh, man. I don't want to say anything.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we've been two, man. I'm stupid. Remember that.
The other thing I want to talk about, and I don't.
Plus, he takes him back at seven. That's why.
This might start an urban legend in Winchester, and I'll be okay if I'm the source for this. I was driving out. You know, this road behind my house has peacocks on it.
Right. Yeah.
It's peacock.
No, peacock.
Anyway, driving out there, I see something out of the corner of my eye that freaks me the fuck out.
Sasquatch.
Honestly, probably close to Sasquatch. It was a person. It had to have been a person because it looked like a person.
John?
What's that?
Was it John?
No. They were on their front porch. I mean, it's getting worse the more I said it.
If it was John, he would have had a smile or something.
This was during the day.
Oh.
This was when I was going to Dulles.
They're
on there, and like they're perched over the porch. And you know the peacocks are out there.
Right.
And like their signs, watch out for the peacocks. Don't hit the peacocks with your car, blah, blah, blah. This person was dressed in like this peacock outfit.
Like a gillyweed suit kind of thing.
Kinda. But like colorful. And like it had, I don't want to say it looked like a Klan member's hood. But it looked like a Klan member's hood. But it wasn't white.
Was he trying to fuck the peacocks?
It looked like
was they getting fucked while wearing it from behind?
It looked like the Pied Piper led the mice out of wherever. You know what I mean?
Right.
It looked like they were a peacock handler, and like the only way they recognized them was in this outfit.
Maybe they are. Maybe it is.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But it's like because there's that one lane bridge there, so I can like just like watch as I'm driving
you
away.
You should have just slammed on your
brakes. I should have stopped. But like, I'm like,
what the
fuck is that? And I didn't see any peacocks out, so I don't know if he was like looking for them or what. But when I came back, not there. So I knew it was there for that temporary amount of time.
So you think.
It could be a totally urban legend going on.
The peacock handler.
The peacock
wrestler.
What is a good
wrangler?
It kind of reminded me. You haven't watched? Did you watch Hey Arnold when you were a kid?
The cock wrangler.
You know the guy that lived.
What the fuck are you talking peacocks? About?
You know the guy that lived on top of the roof that had all the pigeons.
Yes.
It reminded me of that. I know you don't watch, but it's the guy who takes care.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah, speaking of that,
I don't watch that.
You went as a character, and you never watched the show.
He dressed up as Gerald from the show and hadn't seen the show.
I did. Why 3 years later is this now bothering you?
I was bothered then.
I didn't know then.
I was also drunk.
Yeah. Guess who just called me?
Who just called you?
Power Plant Live.
Oh my god.
I see it's your birthday coming up. If you want to schedule a birthday thing.
Was that from when we went to
his? Yes.
Yeah.
Because that girl got us all, all our info.
Dad didn't get a call last year.
Hunter and I both.
Well, last year was.
Do what now? Who'd you give your info to?
One of the bars we went to.
The PBR.
The Black Cowboy Bar.
Yeah.
The one African American Cowboy Bar.
The one that Chuck decided to make us all VIP.
I mean, it's what this.
That we were on a 4x4 stage, and he brought
and then
another
there was a
party.
Bachelor party.
There was already 12 of us, and he brought 15 girls over to hang out. I'm like, we can't all fit up here.
We only got one bottle of Jack, Chuck. What
and
you
it
know?
Was
Andy
gone.
Drank that whole fucking thing.
It was gone in 20 minutes.
With his cup out there, just fucking.
Well, we were making fun of other people, but yeah, I mean, it was a fun time. We had a good time. What else is going on? Anything else we should discuss?
Fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, probably not.
Had to walk.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
I forgot you did that.
Look at that outfit. See what shirt I'm wearing?
Yeah.
Go back to the video I'm wearing 3 years ago.
It's the same fucking shirt.
Okay.
I think that shirt's the problem.
Where's it at?
It's right there. I can see it.
Oh my god.
I can see it in my drawer.
Put it on.
No.
Put it on.
No.
Wear it tomorrow.
I'll have to wear it tomorrow. But I don't drink anymore.
Don't.
So things are different.
Well, not when that shirt comes out.
I guess not, apparently. That's just the shirt. It's a good shirt. So
you didn't wear that shirt in PCB, did you?
I did.
You wore
it
white shirt.
It's my profile picture shirt. It's the shirt I use for my profile picture. Oh, my God.
Gage has a drunk shirt.
I do. I totally do. Oh, it's not my profile picture anymore, but it used to be. Hold on. It's the first picture you see on my Tinder profile. For damn sure.
Because
I look good. It's a good shirt.
That is so crazy.
Yeah, there it is. Same shirt.
Yep, there it is.
That's a different shirt.
Oh, that's a different
white shirt. That's the shirt I'm talking about, I think.
No, that's not the shirt you were wearing when...
Which shirt? That shirt or this shirt?
That shirt?
That shirt. Go back to the picture from Apple. It's not the same shirt.
Oh, God. Because I think I was wearing the Carlton shirt in the soap picture. If I'm not mistaken.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Cat Daddy video right here.
Tom Jones.
I know it's Tom. Don't look at me like I didn't know it was Tom Jones. I'm surprised you knew it was Tom Jones. No. This shirt?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's that shirt. Which is the same shirt from the African-American Cowboy Bar. Right?
I don't think this is the shirt from the Cowboy Bar. I don't think it's the same shirt.
No, it's a different shirt.
What shirt is that? Oh, it stopped. I can't even tell. How could anyone tell? Do we have pictures from that day?
It's an Orioles shirt.
It's
that white Orioles shirt.
It's that shirt.
Because we, you know, went
to Baltimore. Because we were going to a game.
Go to a baseball game.
Yeah, we were going to a game.
Yeah, because Shane's wearing an Orioles shirt.
Yeah. I'm good. I had to walk into a fucking church for my great aunt's birthday the next day.
That's you.
It was.
How was your cousin the next day?
Oh, he was good.
He got it all out on the bus.
He slept the whole way back.
Yeah. He still talks about how much fun he had.
Well, I'm glad he had a good time.
I almost got a fight.
I know. We don't need to talk about it.
Good old bitch tits.
What did I say?
John goes, no.
I'm sorry.
No.
It was kind of forced on me.
You guys looking forward to App Blossom?
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. I mean, the weather's going to suck.
Gonna be inside. I'm not...
I mean, is that bad?
The 80s dance is going to be fun.
Yeah. I didn't go last year. You didn't go last year.
No, I didn't.
No.
And you were drunk last year, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I was.
He was drunk, and then he was didn't feel well.
Then I woke up with a massive fucking headache from kegged beer.
Just stop drinking.
That was first mistake.
It was 12, and I could barely walk.
Yeah, how many beers did you pound at the Stag last year?
I think I had 13 or 14 cups.
Can we assume this year's App Blossom will be better than last year's without saying any details from last year?
Oh, it better goddamn be.
I'm not going out in public in the fucking rain.
Or I'm snapping somebody's head off. It better be fucking better.
I guess we'll see. I mean, App Blossom's fine. I don't care for the crowd that brings
in. Hey, if the right people walk into each other, it's going to be a boom. That's all I got to say.
Sure. Yeah.
Fuck y'all.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
That's rude to say. We're for your friends.
Yeah. Shut the door.
RJ got a phone call.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
You know, it happens.
What you looking at?
The one little wavy.
Oh, yeah, that'll just happen from time to time. That doesn't mean anything. Yeah. Can't be heard.
Yeah, well, you know.
Plus, noise reduction takes out a lot of that stuff anyway, so that's all right. Because I know what I'm doing. I'm not just some amateur over here with the microphone. Which I kind of am, but not at the same time.
No, you probably still consider it an amateur.
By people who do this all the time? Absolutely.
Right.
But at least I know what I'm doing.
You know more than some, but less than others.
Average.
Right. You're right in the middle.
I'm a good middle.
You're like that 45 to 55 percentile. Right in the middle.
It reminds me of that George Carlin joke where it's like, think of the most average person you know and think how dumb that person is, right? And then think everyone under him, the rest of the half of the world that's less average than that person, are fucking idiots.
Would you consider me our most average friend?
You being our most average friend, that's a weird question. What do you, I guess it's just their definition of average.
I asked you, what's yours?
Well, let me ask you this. Am I considered average to you?
No, probably not.
Through my walks of life, am I like an average person?
No.
Okay.
Probably not.
You? I would say you're pretty average. Married young, kid young.
Not really.
Full-time job.
Yeah, you're young.
Maybe not by today's...
28?
Today's standards. Well, I guess that's not true.
Man, what's the age difference? I mean, I look at it like the age difference between me and my parents are...
Sure, my parents were a lot younger, too. I think times are different now, though. I think a lot of people wait until their 30s to even start families now.
Fuck that.
What do you mean, fuck that? I'm probably going to end up doing that. The way things are going with me now.
Well.
I'm 27.
I just don't want to be old.
You are old.
No, I mean, when they, like, you have a kid, and they, when they graduate, all that.
Yeah, we're talking 30. You're not going to be like, you're not 50 having a kid.
No, but...
Which people do.
The problem is, the older you get, the harder it is.
Yeah, but how... You think you're going to be stressed out that much when you're, like, 45? Maybe?
I don't know.
Probably not.
You never know.
Think things are going to be all right.
Yeah.
That's just me being, like, optimistic. Hey, RJ.
Your dog's trying to kill me.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, hey, let me hit you back. Your dog forgot I was up here and started barking at
me. It's all right. That dog sucks.
Is he average?
For what? I was gonna say, you consider yourself pretty average? An average person?
What are we talking about?
Just in walks of life.
I think so. I mean, there's certain things I'm probably above average at, but I mean.
You're right. You know all the Britney Spears songs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, I got a few
songs. That is a talent.
He called me plain average.
I said Shane's pretty average.
You are more plain Jane average than I am.
Yeah.
How am I that fucking average?
Do you want to talk about your diet?
You want to talk about what you eat?
You want to see my fridge? That's going to change.
Last time I was at your house, you had no groceries.
Yeah, all we had was beer.
We ate pretzels.
Yeah.
My fridge
and Sour Patch Kids.
Roll gone.
And water. Flavored, colored water.
It's all
colored
gone. Water. Down the drain.
That's where it deserved to be.
Well, it wasn't good.
I know it wasn't good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think you're pretty
average. Yeah, he said I'm average because I married younger, had a kid younger.
Makes you didn't average. Have a kid. I don't think you had a kid that young.
That's why I took it back. I said it, and then I realized, well, actually.
Motherfucker, I'm 28 and have an 8-year-old.
Well, I wasn't going to say that.
Wrap it before you tap it, RJ. Didn't you pay any attention to sex ed class?
No, I never told you.
It's a different sensation.
Yeah, dude, it's totally different. It sucks. It's horrible.
I haven't probably done that since I was 18, so yeah, I understand.
I'm not saying not use condoms, but at some point you're in a relationship, everyone's like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
There's not like, I don't think I could find a 2-year relationship where two people are dating, and I'm like, are you guys using condoms when you have sex? And they're probably like, no, we're not.
I never started with mine.
I did at first.
Nope.
Depends on where we're talking.
Well, yeah, hold on.
I'm not naming names.
I think we might need, okay.
I'm not naming names.
We might need to cut the mics off.
We're at 57 minutes. We'll be doing that soon.
Nope.
I can probably count.
Well, yeah. Yeah, well.
What did I say?
No, no names.
I know, but you're good for me going, yeah, don't say that. And then immediately after, oh my God, this. And I'm like, why did you say that? Like last week when Anthony was just throwing out Snapchat names.
That was hilarious. Like, by the way, I found a couple of them. I found a couple of them on it.
Yeah. And Shane's like, she works at this. And I'm like, motherfucker,
stop talking.
Damn it.
I had to do something. I was just fucking sitting there.
You didn't get a Tinder?
No.
That's all right. You don't need one.
I don't want one.
It's not. I mean, Tinder's fine, but.
It's kind of more. I love flipping through here just laughing at profiles. It's kind of funny.
It is funny, and that's what we were talking about last week. It's also, you know, just builds my ego up a little bit more when you get a match. Like, yeah. Because the worst thing I do is I get matches. I never talk to these people.
You just want that.
I just want to see, like, yeah, you got a match. Like, someone thinks I'm a little attractive for a little bit of time, which is cool.
Someone swiped right.
Someone judged me on, like, 6 sentences and a picture. Awesome. I'm cool with that. So that's why I use it. I do appreciate it when a girl will text me first. And I'm like, oh, yeah, finally. Because that never
You guys
happens.
Got into that about how...
Yeah, do you feel weird when girls do that?
No.
No.
Okay.
Not at all. Like we talked about, I actually welcome it. Like, there's a person I'm talking to right now. She messaged me first, and I'm like, all right, what's up? Let's talk. Because otherwise, I probably wouldn't have messaged. Because I new matches all the time. I don't message these people.
What's wrong? Like, I don't see what the big deal is if a girl asks you first. Or
I think the norm is that doesn't happen. Yeah. That it's not like that. That men, I guess, for historically have been expected to approach. To go, because what you always see in movies and TV and other media where it's like the story revolves around two chicken shit dudes sitting at a bar looking at a hot girl going, all right, let's walk up to her and approach her and say this, blah, blah, blah. Well, what's the game? What's, you know, what do we have to say to get her to talk to you back? You don't need to do that. Be if you see someone that's kind of attractive or someone you want to talk to because they might be wearing a cool shirt and you're like, I'm into that kind of thing. What if he's into that kind of thing?
There's nothing wrong with going up to a girl and saying, wow, you look really pretty in that dress.
Yeah, and then she goes...
Unless she's standing there with a bunch of dudes.
Okay, obviously, use some common sense.
Alcohol usually does away with that for some of us.
But how more often than not, the person we think is like, oh, thanks. Nothing else.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... Do you think women have that stigma of, oh, it's just a drunk dude in a bar, fuck them?
Sometimes.
You know,
a lot of people, we know people like this.
Well, if it is a drunk guy at a bar, then, yeah.
A lot of, and we know people like this who will go to a bar to look good, that they want to be hit on, but they don't actually want to talk to anybody.
Really?
Yeah.
They just want free drinks.
I've done it also.
We got
you got free drinks at freaking the one bar. Remember by the guy because he kept talking to you?
Yeah.
He ordered drinks. You, Kelly, and Gabby drinks. He gave you all shots.
Yeah.
Thinking me shit. And I'm sitting right between them all.
Well, you look like that. I look like this.
What people don't realize is we kind of look the same.
No, people realize it. They were talking about me and Gabby's boyfriend at Gabby's house the other day, thinking me and him looked the same. I was like, I don't know.
She got a new boyfriend?
No.
Shane.
I didn't want to just...
Does not like you.
I just didn't want to throw out all these names, but now here we are. Not that these... I guess I don't have to bleep these.
You can
bleep
that. You can bleep his name.
And that's not that it matters. He wouldn't care.
I wouldn't know.
What were we talking about?
Was he not like you?
We're not doing it.
We're not going there.
We're not going there.
Not surprised.
We're not going there.
I can see why.
It's just... I can see why. Anyway, if you're...
Cut that.
If there's a girl out there... You feel free to walk up to her, but she should also feel like she can walk up to you. I think the problem is some of us don't look approachable. I think I kind of look like a douchebag all the time.
We have friends that I would never see a girl approaching in a bar. Never.
Flair?
No.
One of them's right here talking to us.
It's not one of the three of us.
I don't think RJ would ever get approached in a bar. Look at him.
Motherfucker.
Maybe by dudes.
That's happened.
It's happened to me.
I had a customer who I'm pretty sure is gay.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure he thinks I am. I think there's a problem with that.
Do you look in a mirror? You wonder why?
I have to look
a gay person.
I understand that.
And this is stereotypical as hell. Would not leave the house with that kind of hair. Look at it. I can't even tell what the fuck's going on there.
That's true. Yeah.
That's the point. It's just there.
Yeah, but... Then you go somewhere with a bunch of normal dudes. None of us have that.
I'm going to get a haircut anyway.
So Shane. Do. Shane, you got 45 minutes. You got an appointment to make.
I do.
Like, this is so important. It had to be done earlier in the day.
When you were late.
Bitch at McDonald's. Bitches
how's
at McDonald's.
How's that sweet tea?
It better pretty be good. Fucking gold after this bitch yelled at people for 20 goddamn minutes.
I went to the McDonald's the other day.
She caught a promo on her.
Well, it was bad enough. I was getting loud out the window, and the dude came back to the first window and goes, we're pulling her from that window. I'm sorry. I'm like, what the fuck?
I was listening to Bruce Pritchard's show.
Which one?
The one where he was talking about Vince Russo.
No good.
And they were it wasn't that one. It was the one they were talking about Cornette. When Cornette cut the promo in the Dairy Queen line.
Motherfucker! I wouldn't order the food if I didn't want it, motherfucker!
I don't know what
double idiot. Cheese, double onion. You gotta listen to it. It's fucking hilarious.
It's dude, Bruce Pritchard does an amazing Cornette impression.
There's a reason he's got 3 million followers already. He's been doing it for 3 months.
I mean, we should talk to him.
Buy a t-shirt. He'll call you.
Yeah, he'll call you.
He calls every person that buys a t-shirt off his website.
Notarib.com.
Every person that buys a t-shirt off his website, he personally calls and thanks you and talks to you for 5 minutes.
I don't know if I want to do that.
Networking.
You think I should just have the microphones ready to go whenever he calls? Like, Bruce Pritchard, welcome to the TorCast. You're on the show. How are you doing?
That'd be funny.
Just give him a quick 5-minute interview and
just shoot him an email.
Yeah, maybe.
What's the worst he's gonna say? No.
Well, I mean, I've been through that rigmarole 100 times. I've sent plenty of emails like that.
We got fucking Matthew Berry.
Yeah, yeah, we did. Just where's my Facebook reminder on that? Stop sending me drunk pictures from the past, Facebook. Send me our Matthew Berry interview.
Go home, Facebook.
It was your Matthew Berry interview.
I fed you lines.
You did. And I sucked at reading them.
Because you didn't read them beforehand. You just started reading. It was a good show. I feel like there was one another thing I wanted to bring up, but now I don't remember what it was. Should have written it down. Well, like I normally do, I just totally forgot.
Were you happy with the Ravens draft?
It was fine. I would like to see more. With the Ravens, they never draft exciting. They never do anything cool. And I like those acquisitions where it's like, oh, here someone made a big trade to get this big name player.
Yeah, how about the Chicago Bears?
Well, I mean, sure. Because it can always blow up in your face, too. But in this situation where I'm like, we need some power somewhere. We don't have a running back that can hold the offense together. We need a receiver that can, like, you know, come in and thrive in our system. I mean, we have Mike Wallace and he's fine, and then Pyramid's gonna be okay. But like, those guys aren't like answers. You know what I mean?
They're not Alshon Jeffrey.
Sure. And then the defense looks better now that we've got, you know, different pieces, different places. But yeah, they're all young, and we still have to get them in the system and make them work. Doesn't mean they're gonna just be good right away. But I think we only drafted one offensive player.
I am so happy that the Cowboys have a guy named Taco.
Are you happy? Sounds like a recipe for failure. I've seen a lot of Taco in my life.
Taco, burrito, burrito.
And when I say I've seen a lot of Taco in my life, talking about the league, not like the euphemism.
Hey, a team of kickers will eventually win a fantasy league.
Not if Ethan's running it.
If Hunter's running it, maybe. No, who wanted to get rid of the rules on kickers?
Ethan didn't want kickers.
Wanted to get rid of kickers.
Yep.
Crap. No.
Bad idea. Looked up the draft order yesterday.
Where am I drafting?
11th.
Oh, that's right, because I came in second. Yeah. Bastards.
Tyler was first.
Is he actually going to be there this year?
Chuck was
probably. Tyler, are you actually going to fucking come to the draft?
Tyler, don't listen to this.
I'm going to see him tomorrow.
You'll watch him tomorrow.
You'll see him tomorrow, too.
Yeah.
I'll give him shit tomorrow.
You'll be with him pretty much all day.
You see one of the A's dance?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, Tyler's first. And then I'm third. Because Ethan and I was talking about it, and I told him who I want.
Right.
Who and you I was want? Like, not telling
how do you I'm already not, know who you want?
There's no...
Because there's six players we're taking in the first six picks. Unless they get hurt.
Do you want Zeke?
He's one.
Yeah, you do. Whatever player you want, I'm not going to get an 11. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I draft like... I might draft before you.
You don't.
What do you draft?
Third.
You finished that low?
Yeah, I finished 10th.
Shane sucks.
Where did I finish?
You always finish right around 500.
I know, it sucks.
Terrible average.
Christina and... Was it Cody that made the playoffs?
They are not having one team this year.
You mean two teams?
Two teams.
It's really just Hunter's one team.
So there's your four playoff teams.
Yeah.
No, Scuba made the playoffs.
That's right. He snuck in last week.
Yeah, he did. So he picks
after starting terribly.
9th, Christina's 10th. I want to say Anthony's 8th. I think Ethan was 5th. I think Chuck and John are 2 and 4. And I think you're 7th, something like that.
No, there's no way I finished that high.
I just know I'm 3rd.
Okay.
So I'm going to get one of my three running backs, so it really doesn't matter.
All right. Cool.
I'll take any of the three.
Yeah.
Jordan Howard probably wouldn't be bad because Trubisky's going to want to hand it off a bunch. So, trust me, I watched his 13 games.
I'm, you know.
John Lynch is a genius.
Yup.
So
they still really didn't get shit out of it, but.
Run me through exactly what happened there.
People are saying they had one of the best drafts.
Who?
You still don't have a quarterback?
The Niners?
We're not going into this year with a fuck to win.
We're talking about the 49ers, by the way.
We're going into this year.
It was basically, I think the Bears called the Niners and said, are you going to draft a quarterback?
Yeah.
And Lynch told them, no, we're not. But then he said, well, we got a lot of trade offers coming in because teams want to move up to the 2.
Sure.
So Chicago went, well, we want him, so... We'll give you this, this, and this.
And wasn't Chicago drafting 3?
Yes.
Yeah. And they would have gotten him anyway.
All it did was give the Niners more picks and save them $1 million.
Okay.
That's the salary difference between the second and third pick.
And we got Solomon.
And they were going to take him at 2.
Grundy.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. They were going to take him at 2.
Yeah.
They were never going to take Trubisky, and nobody called with a trade.
Fair. I mean, that's just how you do it. I mean,
haven't you watched Draft Day?
No.
We live in a world, a different world we lived in 10 seconds ago.
Is that a Matthew McConaughey movie?
No, it's, what's his face? He played Batman, didn't he?
No. Kevin Costner.
Was it Matthew McConaughey?
Costner.
What's the movie for the Browns?
That's Costner.
Matthew McConaughey. Isn't he in that movie?
No,
no, he's not. No, he's not.
I'm going to look it up. I don't believe any of you. Let's see. Anything else you guys want to talk about? Because we're kind of at it.
Nope.
No?
Kevin Costner, Black Panther.
That's not his name.
Jennifer Garner. That's all the big people. John Gruden.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's actually a really good movie.
I wonder if that's how it actually works in a war room.
All right.
Not in the Redskins.
I clicked on draft day. It took me to Dracula Untold, so I'm done looking.
Okay.
Well, I think that's going to do it. Why did you do
that? Light.
Why did you do that?
You said we were done.
Fuck you, fans. Listen to us. Hit the table and clap. But like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Torcast. Follow us on Twitter @Torcast. Download, subscribe, and let us know what you think of things.
Nats are now tied for the best record in the major league, so suck it, bitch.
Yeah, behind the Orioles.
And they're just suck a fat one in October like they do every year.
It's just like the Washington curse.
Yeah.
We got further than you guys did last year.
Yeah, and we've played in a LCS in the last 3 or 4 years. You guys can't even get that far.
All right. We will this year.
That's
what you said last year.
Bye, everybody.
Later.
See ya.